One principal reason for the gathering is to honor Arnold Haller, who has greatly influenced plant breeders worldwide via his teaching, publications, and practical advances in the field. A professor emeritus at Iowa State University, he is looking to technology to lead the way to greater crop yields, but he does not underestimate the difficulties that must be overcome.
So, you know, it's a drought, heat, disease pressures, and those few items there are really the items that have to be addressed to eliminate, you know, drastic losses of crops. Genetic potential is there worldwide for higher yields. It's those critical limiting factors, as we've learned in chemistry. You know, if you have 10 different variables, if there's one limiting, why the whole compound is not generated, you can't produce it.
This week's International Symposium on Plant Breeding has been organized by the Mexico City-based International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center, known as CIMMET, and Iowa State University. Its purpose is to assess the state of the art and science of plant breeding and the future prospects for this scientific discipline that has become so important for our hungry world. Shivaji Pandey, the director of CIMMET's maize program, says that the science of plant breeding stretches back more than 10,000 years. He says that it's now time for agricultural researchers from around the world to discuss what steps should be taken to ensure the safety of crops.
And certainly as long as people are going to eat and breathe air and drink water, this will continue to be a very important process. So the idea was to take a stock of where we come from, where we are, why are we in trouble, and where are we going to go next to maintain plant breeding and do everything.
Plant breeding is both a science and a business. John Schoper of Pioneer Hybrid International, which produces and supplies seed, is research director for Latin America and Africa maize product development. He explains that there's a crucial bridge between the scientific discipline and the private sector, which needs to market and sell the fruits of its groundbreaking developments.
We are a company, and at the end of the day, we need products to sell. People who develop those products are plant breeders. So there's an interdependency between the public and private sector that will never go away.
Don Duvick is retired Senior Vice President of Research at Pioneer. He is now Affiliate Professor of Plant Breeding at Iowa State University. Mr. Duvick says today's science can do remarkable things, such as adapt plants, not only to promote growth, but also to make them safer to use.
Products of breeding for insect resistance. In many cases, if an insect burrows into a grain of corn, for example, various fungi follow, which make toxic substances, they call them mycotoxins, which are deadly poisons. So obviously, if you breed for resistance to that insect attack, you make food safer for the people who eat it.
Other topics included conservation, adaptation of crops for different soils, and taking account of varying rainfalls and irrigation availability. All are part of the discussions at this week's conference. While the world's population continues to grow, its landmass remains the same. Better use of poor soils, adapting to challenging climates, and maximizing crop yields are in all our interests. For VOA News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.